Black Pioneer Settlements on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, working to preserve and protect Indiana's past. And where membership includes a subscription to Traces, the Society's quarterly history magazine. More information at indianahistory.org. Roundtree, Colored Freedom, Robert Settlement. Though these names can't be found on most current maps of Indiana, the communities that they designated were vital hubs of social and agricultural activity in the 19th century. These days, only a few buildings and annual gatherings remain of the 30 to 60 Indiana farming settlements established before the Civil War by African Americans. While blacks in neighboring states were enslaved, African Americans in Indiana owned and farmed tracts of up to 300 acres. Some were slaves from other states who had escaped. Others were free black landowners fleeing their home states after the passage of laws discouraging their education and travel. Greenville Settlement in Randolph County, established in 1822, may have been the first community of its kind. Other early settlements grew along the Wabash River in Knox and Gibson counties, and in parts of the state that did not have black residency restrictions. The settlers purchased and restored previously uncultivated land. The settlements grew to comprise homes, barns, churches, schools, general stores, and railroad stations. Descendants of the founders of the Roberts Settlement in Hamilton County still hold a summer reunion and worship at the Roberts Chapel, built in 1865. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.